living on the street for a year or more. That's a tremendous accomplishment. We have a long way to go. We're meeting with church groups, community groups, developers, for-profits, nonprofits, trying to find how do we build a little piece of the solution for everybody in this community so that we can actually end the problem of chronic homelessness in this community. And no law that we ever pass will be effective at cleaning up the streets. I think we all know that at the end of the day. This is a management tool that's negotiated with the police and the Portland Business Alliance. It will be, at the end of the day, as much as we've debated this, whatever version of this law passes, it will be incidental compared to the problem, and the focus needs to continue to be as it has for all of us under Mayor Potter's leadership, getting the people off the street and housed and productive. It's less expensive to house people than to jail them and run them through emergency rooms, in addition to it's obviously more humane and the right thing to do. So, you know, as we move through this, I hope those of you who are smarting and you feel like you lost on this can really take a deep breath and focus back on the real issue at hand, and we'll all of us work together. I think we're committed to try and get these services in place as quickly as possible to end this debate, whatever you might think about whether things should be enforced now. Let's get the services in place. Let's get this package up and running as soon as possible before August 15th would be my preference. And then as we continue to work on the big picture, which I want to remind people that we've been very successful on, but we still have a long journey ahead of us. Aye.
Potter.
No. I'd ask the council's indulgence. We have three items left. Rather than hear them, put them after we've had the 2 p.m. time certain discussed because of the number of people here to testify on it. Yeah. Hearing no objection, please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Appoint Berta M. Farron to the Portland Development Commission for a term to expire June 30th, 2010.
Berta, could you come forward? It's my pleasure today to bring before Council Berta Farron for reappointment to the Board of the Portland Development Commission. As most of you are aware, Berta was my first appointee to the PDC board after I became mayor. She joined the commission in February 2005, filling a vacancy that had been carried over from Mayor Katz's administration. Therefore, if approved, this will be Berta's first full three-year term on the commission. I've truly enjoyed working with Berta. I find her to be a sharp woman of incredible integrity and forthrightness with an unshakable commitment to her values. She gives of her time selflessly and inspires others to follow her example as she seeks to create opportunities for those who have not had the advantage in life that many of us take for granted. Berta brings 25 years of experience in the real estate industry to her work on the PDC board, where she has played a leadership role in support of home ownership programs. She presently serves on the steering committee for Operation Home Loan Program, for which Commissioner Sten and I are co-chairs. She serves on the committee to develop guidelines for the implementation of affordable housing set-aside and TIF funds within urban renewal districts. Most recently, Berta brought forth a proposal to establish a mortgage credit certificate program, which would enhance PDC and the city's ability to meet first-time homebuyer and minority ownership goals. So, Berta, would you like to make a statement?
Yes. Thank you very much for allowing me to do this. Good afternoon, Mayor Potter and commissioners. I'm honored to appear today for reappointment as one of five commissioners for the Portland Development Commission. As most of you know, I came to this country 45 years ago as a 13-year-old Cuban refugee, not knowing how long I would be here. Through the course of my life's events, Portland has become my home. During the last 45 years, the city has changed significantly. Our economy has become stronger. Many of our neighborhoods have transformed. Our population has increased, and our demographics have changed. These changes bring new opportunities, and as a community, we need to take progressive steps forward as an evolving city. My goals have been and will continue to be to serve all the residents of this city with integrity, independent thought, and common sense, while helping to create and support policies that will enable every person to receive the basics in life, a safe place to sleep, food to eat, and an opportunity for a decent living. It is for these reasons that my passion in housing developed, and that throughout my career, I have witnessed many life-changing moments in the life of Portlanders, single mothers, young couples, families, retirees, you name it, many of whom had never felt as if the American dream of homeownership was possible for them. In my capacity as PDC commissioner, I feel honored to be in a position to help bring that dream of economic stability into reality for even more people. All of us are in the cusp of making Portland even greater than it is. In addition to housing, we can continue to focus on job creation, livable wages, and assistance for small businesses. These small businesses comprise 70% of the total number of businesses in Portland and represent an opportunity gateway for many minorities and emerging communities to create local jobs, create wealth for our families, and to also help our city retain much of our local revenue. PDC and the city are making strides by implementing more technical assistance and loan programs that will help Portland citizens achieve their dreams. Economic self-sufficiency in all forms is an essential ingredient for a healthy community to offer a better life and future for each and every Portlander. As a commissioner, I also bring encouragement for an open and public process where Portland citizens will become involved early with input as to the need of their communities, so that together we see the transparency of the result and its accountability. I look forward to continue working with you, all of you, as we build our city's future together, and I thank you for your support.
Thank you, Berta. Any questions from the commissioners?
Thanks for your willingness to serve again.
Thank you. It's an honor.
I'd like to have the PDC chair come up and address the issue.
Thank you, commissioners. It's nice to be with you again for the second time today and here to endorse your consideration of Commissioner Ferrand for a second term with PDC. I think the activities of this commission over the length of her prior term have represented some substantial changes in terms of the working relationship and outcome between PDC and City Council. I think the work in terms of the housing set aside, the minority contracting and prevailing wage issues, the budget committee work that were done are all the result of a different approach, I think, taken by the commissioners appointed by Mayor Potter, and something I think you'll see extended over the months to come. I think Berta has added great insight and direction, particularly with her knowledge of various ethnic communities within Portland, her deep knowledge in terms of financing and appraisals as it relates to residential home ownership, and her creativity in looking for new ways for those who want to get their first leg up into home ownership. She's really provided extraordinary leadership. So I commend your reconsideration for Berta for a second term and think that that is an excellent idea.
The other commissioner, Commissioner Sal Cadre, would you like to make any comments?
I did have a question, too.
Okay. Could you folks just stay for a minute when you're done?
I'll make it brief. Thank you, Mayor Potter, and the commissioner, and the president of the council. The city is fortunate to have a social worker like Berta Ferrand. She has the energy, the expertise that we need at PDC. Her wide focus on people, and we've just had that discussion of those who are left behind, homeless, and those who do not have ability to have a shelter on their head, has been enormous. She does enormous amount of work that some of us may not recognize behind the scenes to find ways and means to help affordable housing available to those who do not have it and those who cannot own one. So there again, once again, I have had the pleasure of working with Berta Ferrand, and I'm fortunate to be able to do that. She's the most senior person on the commission, and I would like to recommend that we continue her services at the commission, because city will be better off as a result.
Thank you. Commissioner Stinn?
Sure. Did you want to testify first?
Oh, I didn't see Charles Wilhoit.
Come on, Charles.
You can have the chair.
I'll be very brief. Mayor Potter, commissioners, the Good afternoon. I just came today to speak on Bert's reappointment as well. I joined the commission late August, September of 2006. And since that time, I've seen nothing but 100% commitment and some very deliberate thought on Commissioner Ferrand's part. And as Chair Rosenbaum has already mentioned, Commissioner Ferrand brings to the PDC an expertise that would otherwise be lacking in the area of housing and home ownership. And as we all know, that is one of the cornerstones, of PDC, home ownership, housing, those development in those areas. So I come today just to strongly support her reappointment because she is 100% committed to those issues, both for people of color and for all of the citizens of Portland in general. So once again, I, as Commissioner Kadri did, commend you for reconsidering Bertha Ferrand for reappointment, and I would strongly endorse her reappointment. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yeah, this is primarily for Chair Rosenbaum, but I'd be curious on thoughts from anybody. Just briefly, I think Portland's strength is how we all are very collegial and work very hard and collaboratively, and it's a small town. I think sometimes it's a weakness because we're not supposed to cause any discomfort if you raise questions, and I don't think it's any secret, although I was surprised that emails went around before anyone talked to me, that I raised the question of whether we should reappoint this commission. And I raised that in City Hall. And I am going to support Ms. Ferrand today. I think she's done good work, and I've had a great chance to talk with her. But I just wanted to, I think there are people here who got those emails, and I want to just kind of explain my thinking and ask a question. I mean, I have felt that as individuals, it's been good to work with all of you, but I think it would be inaccurate to escape the sense, and it's certainly my sense, that the commission has had a pretty consistent focus on the importance of staying independent. And to be honest, I think it's come at the cost sometimes of working together in progress. And I was startled, Chair Rosenbaum, to hear you testify to a Senate committee that you weren't so sure that the ballot measure to give us a vote on your budget should be honored were it to pass. And your words were the ballot measure was deceiving, the title. That was a ballot title that was passed through the democratic process in these chambers and that not enough people voted. And while you certainly have the right to raise those questions, I would never ask you not to go out and testify on your own behalf. It sort of does raise a question to me. Should I be reappointing a commission who doesn't agree with where this council is going? And not because you're not talented people, but, and so it just happened that Bertha was the first one up, and so I used that to raise the question. And it is time to get past that. I do think that many of you testified, in lots of public forums, which is your right, that if the council had a budget vote on PDC, it would essentially obliterate the independence of the commission. And if that's your view, I don't think you should serve as commissioner because the council now has that vote. And so I need to hear from you, Mr. Chair, how your words to the Senate committee play out now that the ballot measure has passed.
Well, I suspect if your characterization were accurate, I wouldn't vote for the reappointment of anyone on this commission either. My First Amendment rights to reflect my personal opinions about whether the 2692 was in the best interest of the city or not, I exercise, not as a PDC chair, but as a citizen of Portland. And while down in Salem, my testimony was primarily aimed at my terrific surprise that it was possible that the state legislature may pass legislation that would mandate a change in who controls PDC's budget in advance of any vote of the citizens and, in fact, without any regard to the vote of the citizens of Portland. So I went to Salem first and foremost to express my terrific surprise at the possibility that the vote the citizens were about to take might be made meaningless. It was really a side comment that said, hypothetically, could one make an argument about whether a state legislature should change 50 years worth of law on the basis of an electoral turnout that at the time was predicted to be 18% of the total population of registered voters? It was really a passing comment. I think if you check the testimony, what you'll find I said also to the State Senate, as I did with every editorial board that I met with and in every public meeting I attended, was that these were my personal opinions, not those of the Development Commission, number one. And number two, that the Development Commission was going to implement at 110% of its capacity whatever the voters of the city of Portland elected to pass. And that's indeed what has happened. My testimony this morning in terms of the 221 F budget committee with the citizen representation reflects that attitude. And I don't think there's any action that anyone here could suggest this commission, PDC commission, or this chairman has taken that was anything other than team-oriented in its approach and in its outcome. That is our intention. That is clearly my intention. But as my friend Mayor Potter and I agreed before 2692 came up, I did not agree with that as the right direction. And in fact, my language calling the ballot title deceptive wasn't originated by me, but was rather a direct quote from the City Club report analyzing 2692, which was subsequently repeated in the Oregonian editorial, and if I'm not mistaken, perhaps in one or two other editorials on the comment. So those were my personal observations at the time. The citizens have voted. Portland Development Commission and its commission is going to work at 110% to implement in as effective way as possible a collegial and team approach to the joint priorities of this community. But I also remember, and I'll state this, that the Development Commission, as the Urban Renewal Agency, is supposed to be the governing body. And in that respect, it is supposed to exercise a certain amount of judgment relative to the expenditure of its dollars. And that's what you look for us to. Now, if this commission, if this body wanted to be the governing body of the Portland Development Commission, that would have been the vote that you'd have taken when you referred it to the voters. So I think what it means, Commissioner Sten, is really a function of an approach of mutual respect and open process as it relates to reviewing the city's priorities and the expenditures of PDC dollars. And I think you and I have worked very well together in that respect, and I have every reason to believe that's the way we're going to continue. My raison d'etre, the reason I believe Mayor Potter appointed me and Berta Ferran and the other people to this commission, was to set a new tone of openness and transparency as it related to these decision-making processes. And it didn't necessarily mean complete 100% agreement, but what it did mean is any disagreement or any discussion would take place in public, and everybody would have a chance to influence the outcomes. And I am completely committed to that process and believe that this group of people will serve Portland and the City Council very well in terms of pursuing our future goals.
Well, and I agree with that. I think you should speak out, and that's why I'm intending to support this. I guess, though, if you could help me, your first statement was that if what I'd said was not, I may have got the adjective wrong, misleading, then you would in my shoes, not vote for this person. So what did I say that was wrong or misleading?
You see, there's a great deal of difference between what your personal opinion is and the statements you make in advance of the public voting, and what the stance in terms of action is after the public votes.
Except your personal opinion that you stated was you weren't sure the legislature should honor this vote. That was
your
personal
opinion. No. We had a hypothetical, philosophical discussion, very, very brief in nature, following my statement that said we're going to implement 110% what the voters do, which was a statement that said if I was sitting in the state Senate in Oregon looking at 50 years worth of history in terms of economic development activity, and 18% of the registered voters in the city of Portland vote, and of that 18%, 10% vote in favor of a change to budget law, could I make a case that the state legislature should not change the budget law related to the entire city? It was a hypothetical discussion. The real question for you, Commissioner Sten, would be, has Chair Rosenbaum followed up in any way, shape, or form in respect to saying the Senate should not take that vote? And in fact, exactly as I said during my meetings with editorial boards in the community and everything since then, has been no, we are going to adopt as 110% the policy of the city, as City Council is now the budget committee for the Portland Development Commission. And we're going to make that work, and we're going to make it work as effectively as we can. And I think, as some of you may know, my initial hope had been that rather than making City Council the budget committee for PDC, we would have implemented the 2-2-1 configuration from get-go, and that would have been the thing that the citizens of Portland voted on. And I think my personal opinion would have been different in that respect as well. But having said that, you now have on record my statement, in case there was any doubt prior, that I endorse what the citizens of Portland are working for. You're not going to see any hesitancy from me in terms of the direction of staff, nor has there been any hesitancy from me in terms of the direction of staff, that we will make this work and we'll make it work well within the intention of the citizens of voters and City Council.
So is it fair to say you no longer believe that the commission is sort of inalterably weakened by this vote?
I don't think I ever said it was inalterably weakened.
It's my words, but it was a pretty strong argument.
My sentiment was that I would prefer, in general, my statement was I would prefer that that for reasons you and I can discuss, certainly outside of this forum, that the agency itself, and I believe the city, was best served with more autonomy. Given that, is it my sentiment that we can set that aside and make it work? Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Potter. I wasn't going to weigh in on this aspect of the discussion, but I don't know that I've even told any of my colleagues this, but the day you testified in Salem, Senator Walker called me and was outraged by your testimony. And I know Senator Walker, served with her in the Oregon House. And so just so I knew for myself, I went ahead and followed up to listen to the actual testimony, and I did. And I had the same reaction Commissioner Sten did and the same reaction Senator Walker did. And it was very concerning. I mean, parsing what kind of votes that the public take as to whether you should honor them or not, just you can't win that discussion, as you learned at the committee, because I heard the exchange. I mean, it was a heated exchange with Senator Walker, and she was not happy and hadn't calmed down at all by the time she called me. So I think it's you've hit me on a particularly forgiving day for saying things that you wished you hadn't said. And so I respect that, that maybe in retrospect you could have phrased it different. But it did not create a great impression. And with respect to your comment that the mayor appointed you and the other appointees to create a new openness and transparency, if I quoted you correctly, on the commission, I agree that that was his motivation to do that. But, you know, again, only because we're having this discussion, and so we can finally put it behind us and move forward, I want to remind you that we literally had to almost subpoena financial information to get it from you, this commission. And that's just it's inappropriate. I mean, we should have a relationship, whether this charter amendment passed or not, whether we had this discussion or not, where if I have something you need, you call me, and I do what I need to get it to you. And if I have something that I need, you just get it to me. And anything related to that. And I think that's the concern. I mean, that's the discussion that's been happening in the back rooms here is, has that approach changed? And I'm hearing you, and I had a nice discussion with Commissioner Ferran yesterday, and frankly followed that up with discussions with people I rely on heavily to give me advice. Roy Jay is one of them, and have come to a conclusion about her appointment that I think I can support. But I just think we, you know, it's really important that we don't just say we're going to be open and transparent. We don't just say we support goals, but we actually do things that demonstrate that. And that's my concern is I appreciate the words that are said here. I'm just really hoping that these kinds of issues that we've had are behind us and we demonstrate on a daily basis, and I'll commit to that as well, that each of us are going to do the things that we verbalize to make sure that we develop a great relationship. Because, you know, and I've been touting this project you guys did. I think I mentioned this to Bruce and was kind of trying to get Bruce to take advantage of this wonderful project you guys did out in Lentz between Holgate and Powell on Southeast 92nd. It has absolutely transformed that neighborhood, installing the LID you guys, not the LID, but the urban renewal dollars you guys spent to build sidewalks and bioswales and a new street. I have never seen such a physical transformation of a street in my life, and I've lived here all my life. And that was just really probably one of the most unfriendly streets one can imagine in the entire region. And it went from that to this, it just almost like a magical transformation of the street. It's great work, you know, and I thought when I was looking at that, this is an example of the kind of thing that if the PDC did more of throughout the community, you would be as popular as the fire bureau, you know, in your work. And that's a pretty high standard, but honestly, it had that impact on me and others in the neighborhood, I might add, others in the neighborhood that I've talked to about that. Wonderful project. I like, Berta, I love your focus on helping people who can't buy houses. I'm there with you. But so we have the elements of all of us, I think, putting this behind us and moving ahead. And you know, I'm not interested in revisiting and having more hard feelings. I want to build on these really great changes that have happened and make the future better.
Well, good. Well, you'll see, I think, absolute endorsement of that here. And I guess I would just reiterate that if the time comes that you get a call from the state legislature or anywhere that says, what the heck is Rosenbaum or anyone else doing, that you pick up the phone right away and say, Rosenbaum, what the hell were you doing? So that you and I can talk about it long in advance of a public session such as this. I really view the ultimate success of PDC being that we're out of the headlines and that people are talking about the effective work we're doing as a result of the work we do jointly. And I think that's in everyone's best interest, no question.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, folks. Do we have a sign-up sheet?
We do. We have seven people signed up.
Okay. Thank you, folks. We'll hear from the testifiers.
First three are Allison Spencer, Gail Castillo, and I'm sorry.
You have to give up the seat just for a minute.
I have to give up. Sorry. And J.C. Bloom. All right. I will.
Do you want to go in a certain order?
Thanks for being here, folks. Please state your name and you testify. You each have 3 minutes.
My name is Allison Spencer. I'm a native Portlander. Currently, I work as the Director of Resident Services for the Portland Community Reinvestment Initiatives, PCRI. PCRI owns approximately 714 affordable housing, rental housing units in primarily North and Northeast Portland. We also provide services that help people move from just surviving to thriving. Before I worked for PCRI, I worked for 6 years at the Portland Development Commission as a member of the Housing Department in Policy and Planning. I'm currently also working on the Operation Home initiative. It's Portland's effort to close the gap in minority home ownership. I mention these things because these are all organizations and efforts that Bertha Ferran, in her role as PDC commissioner, has touched and impacted greatly. I feel that we must have a PDC commission in place and commissioners who understand, articulate, and support through their decision-making the needs and aspirations of those who seek PDC support in order to implement positive action in the areas of housing, economic development, revitalization, and those areas. Throughout her tenure, Commissioner Ferran has been available with a listening ear, suggestions, and opinions on what could and should happen to advance these important initiatives, initiatives like Operation Home and the redevelopment of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. As a PDC staff person, I have heard of and sat in on housing staff meetings in which Commissioner Ferran sought clarification, made suggestions, and encouraged us to keep on trying to make things work. I see her in the same effort in the Operation Home meetings where we both sit on the Affordability and Wealth Creation Subcommittee. I view Bertha Ferran as a friend to the mission of PDC and a friend to the City of Portland. She continues to grow in her role, and I look forward to her continued service as a PDC commissioner. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jay Bloom. I'm former president of Morrison Child and Family Services and currently a part-time director for Multnomah County's Task Force on Vital Aging. And I'm here to support Bertha's candidacy as well. I also serve with Bertha on the United Way Board of Directors, and I'm a firm believer in the three B's of public speaking. Be brilliant, be brief, be gone. So a couple of things I would add to Bertha's qualifications that may not be apparent to you above and beyond her her skills and commitment to the broader community is that she's a great lover of pets as well and a great dog lover. So I want to make sure that you incorporate that as well as her beautiful sense of humor. And I think she would be continue to be a great asset to the commission. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Gail Castillo. I'm the president of the Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber. Thank you for allowing me to speak here this afternoon. Before I begin, I just want to say we have here with us today members of our board of directors and our members in general that are here to support Bertha Ferran's reappointment as PDC commissioner. So I would ask them to please stand. You don't want them all to talk. I know you don't. Boy, stand up. You remember? We're all together. We're all together.
Sometimes you just have to force Roy J. to say something.
I know. But I won't do that today to you. I've given you copies of my testimony, so I'll just go through it quickly. I just want to say, honorable members of the City Council, as you know, the mission of the Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber with over 700 members is to work with all members of the community to support the economic advancement of Latino businesses. We therefore value the economic development efforts of the Portland Development Commission, and we support your reappointment of Bertha Ferran as the Portland Development Commissioner. Since joining the board of the PDC in 2005, she's taken on an active role in housing and development work at the agency. She brings over 25 years of experience in the real estate industry to board discussions and decisions concerning affordable housing, mixed-use development projects, and home ownership programs. It's been mentioned before that Ms. Ferran had recently proposed to establish a mortgage credit certificate program to enhance BDC's and the City of Portland's ability to meet first-time home buyer and minority home ownership goals. She serves on the Operation Home Loan Program. She also served on the committee to develop guidelines for the implementation of an affordable housing set-aside of tax increment financing funds with urban renewal districts. Ms. Ferran volunteers her time to represent PDC, and those of you who know the commitment of the PDC commissioners, these events occur in the morning, they occur at lunch, they occur at night, and she's there 100% of the time. She's there to educate the community about the work of the agency and really to listen as well, and to listen to all the concerns of all citizens in the Portland area as it relates to housing development and economic development. In addition to her contribution of time and effort to PDC, Ms. Ferran is a highly regarded and longtime Portland resident who serves in leadership positions with other organizations that are key partners with the City of Portland. These include being on the board of directors for the Hispanic Chamber. She's our board chair. She also serves on the Regional Investment Board. She's a member of the Oregon State University President's Board of Visitors for Minority Affairs. She has served as chair of Hacienda, I'm almost through, Community Development Corporation, and she's been on the board of United Way, as was mentioned. She's a well-qualified professional, a dedicated volunteer. She understands and listens, and she is interested in the needs of all Portlanders. Having a commissioner such as Ms. Ferran is vital to PDC's ability to accomplish its goal of serving all communities effectively. So I would urge your positive vote for Bertha Ferran. Thank you very much. I got it.
Got it.
Please call the next three.
Next three are, I believe it's Alejandro Torzi, T-O-Z-I, Jim Francisconi, and Mark Roseburn.
Yeah. I'm Harold Williams.
Good afternoon. My name is Alejandro Tosi. I'm the board chair of Hacienda. I'm an attorney at Schwab, Williams & Wyatt. I used to practice law in Argentina, my original country, until I came here to the States. I had the chance to meet Berta a few years ago when I was fairly new to Portland and to the United States. And from the first time I met her, from our first conversations and throughout all these years, I always noticed her strong commitment to helping our community, and particularly the low-income families, especially minorities. And everybody that knows Berta can tell from the scratch, from the very beginning, that when it comes down to voice what she thinks needs to be done, she can speak up. And I think that's great for our community. I think we are very lucky to have somebody like Berta in our community. And for that reason is that I strongly support her to be reappointed as a PDC commissioner. Thank you.
Jim Francescone, Hagelin and Kelly, and I'll be brief. I was asked to come and testify on Commissioner Foran's behalf, and I agree to, not because she's been a long-time tremendous community advocate, and not because of our relationship on the United Way board and my friendship for her, but I agreed to come for two reasons. One is I thought Commissioner Leonard was going to be in Italy and wasn't going to be present. And the second reason, the second reason was because of my professional involvement on behalf of the Carpenters, Operating Engineers, and Laborers before PDC. And I had a chance to watch close and personal, frankly, in a way that I hadn't ever done before, the tremendous work of the PDC commissioners grappling with a very, very difficult issue. And I got to watch Commissioner Foran in particular. So the issue of prevailing wage and how that interplayed with the important issue of minority small businesses and diversifying our workplace could have been very tense, and it could have come in front of you because of historic issues and discrimination that have existed. But instead, I watched a commissioner working hard to try to bridge the gap in a way that would be best for all the community, that would allow prevailing wage, but in a way that helped people of color. So Commissioner Foran understood that unions have helped people of color historically in many ways, but she was also tough. So she wanted to make sure that unions and labor and non-union employers reported on a regular basis to make sure that there was progress from apprenticeship, from pre-apprenticeship to apprenticeship, but to journeyman. She was really focused on the lack of people of color at the journeyman level and was very insistent on ways of improving that. On the other hand, she also understood that these agreements, development agreements that PDC has, that contractors were actually not signing them. It was the owners. Now with the new policy that the PDC commission and the staff is promoting, that contractors also have to sign them. So there's a legally enforceable document. And then she came up with other members of the commission that were equally passionate about it, a small business strategy for people of color too. And she helped put all these packages together in a way that worked for working people, worked for people of color, and worked for minority business folks. We have much more work to do, but having Commissioner Foran part of it as we work together is the reason that I support her and I come before you. Thank you.
My name is Harold Williams with CH2A and Associates. I'm a part of members of the council. Kind treatment goes where it's wanted and stays where it's appreciated. And Bertha represents one thing that sometimes we all forget. We have one race, the human race. And she represents that and echoes it in a positive way. Diversity is important. But if we blend what we all have, the creativity of human beings, which she reflects, will make us be even greater than we already are. What you represent on this council, a great men that open up to the hearts and desires of people who've been left out. She's carried that message in a positive way and echoing it high. As you look at eagles fly to the top of the mountaintop and give the crest of hope for those who haven't had a voice, she's been that person to give a voice to those who are disenfranchised. I would hope that we would look and embrace what we are as a better people and the discussion that we've had today at this council to bring a healing to a people, to the city, so we can have a better relationship as we move forward, that she would be part of that orchestration to make this place even greater than what it is. PDC is a phenomenal organization. You have phenomenal people like yourselves who represent the PDC Commission. Bertha offers a canvas that she orchestrates as she paints a picture of hope to give the desires of this city the vision that it should have, that we are truly one race, and the bouquet of hope is that we can all work together, and I hope that you will give her another chance to stay on the commission. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Thanks. The last two are Melanie Davis and Bernie Foster.
After you. Excellent. Hello. My name is Melanie Davis. I'm Vice President of Sales and Marketing for El Hispanic News, MAS, elhispanicnews.com. We're a multimedia source that exemplifies the diversity of the state of Oregon, and particularly at the national level, our founding publisher, Juan Prats, who recently passed. The publication was purchased by Clara Padilla Andrews, who currently serves as the National Association of Hispanic Publications president. Wanted to share a couple of words of how fantabulous Bertha is. And I'll probably share a couple after that. The five-person PDC Commission Board is made up of volunteers nominated by the mayor to serve three-year terms. The board oversees this semi-autonomous economic development agency, of which focuses on neighborhood revitalization, housing, and job creation, of which Bertha Ferran reflects this in not only by her being on the board, but clearly demonstrates to not only the state of Oregon, but to the rest of the nation, how important diversity is to us, and how we really believe in investing in these efforts. So I'll stop right there.
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor Potter. Distinguished commissioners, I'm happy to be here. My name is Bernie Foster. I'm at 415 North Killingsworth. I'm here also today to support Bertha, but I'm going to repeat something that I heard earlier because I think it really reflects what I do and what you guys do. It was interesting to sit here and listen to some of the things that some of the other commissioners was praising Bertha for her open commitment. So I want you to know, too, that I've had disagreement with Bertha. I probably had disagreement with every council member up here. I probably had disagreement with Commissioner Rosenbaum because I one of the things I believe in is the fact that what I'm doing today and what we all are doing today is talking about free speech. And I think Commissioner, the other commissioner here, in my opinion, have a duty and obligation to talk about his free speech. One of the things that, and I remember him coming to us, talking about the PDC and what his role was, he made it perfectly clear that he was talking about for himself. And far too often, Commissioner, I think you were absolutely right. At some point, far too often, we have a tendency of sugarcoating things. And sometimes we really have to say what's on our minds and what's important, because I think people deserve to be heard on the issues. Each one of you, and I have to say, each one of you are four to eight years, and you know the deal. It's simple. You back in or you're out. So, and I think you guys exercise your free speech as well. But you guys operate off a different free speech. That's a political free speech, which is totally different than some of the things we're talking about. And I did want to go off into a tangent here, but I just want to say that I'm here to support Bertha. I think she's done a fabulous job. And have I had some disagreement with her? Absolutely. I think homeownership is a key issue that she's keen on. and I'm keen on it. It's an important element to what we do. So I would hope that you would encourage her to reappoint her, and I appreciate it, and thank you for your time.
That's all who signed up.
Gracias.
I need a report to, I need a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
I hear a second.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Well, I'm pleased to vote to confirm Bertha for another term. I think your passion, perspective, life experience, and your commitment to public service are just a few of the reasons why I support reappointing you. I look forward to working with you in the new partnership that exists between PDC and the Portland City Council. I think it's going to be positive for PDC, positive for the community, and I look forward to it. So thank you for your willingness to serve again. Aye.
Leonard?
This is the last in what was a series of different discussions we had. I think it was four different discussions we had on different issues that has made a number of people uncomfortable. But as Commissioner Sten did and Bernie alluded to, sometimes it's important in order to move on. And I personally feel like today, including this discussion, has been amongst the best discussions I've had in public service. I mean, we've talked about really difficult things, everything from a seemingly non-life-threatening as duct tape to issues of import, dealing with folks stuck on the bottom rung of our community's ladder, to this, and it's been good. We've talked about, I think, our vision for the future with the PDC, where we all want to be, and I personally feel like this is the first day in the rest of the of the relationship that will be between the council and the PDC, and it's good, and I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I think this is a good time to celebrate. I welcome Bertha back, and I look forward to having future great discussions on a variety of topics. Aye.
Saltzman?
I'm very pleased to support Commissioner Ferran for another term. I appreciate her commitment to home ownership. She is very passionate about that and very dedicated also to small businesses and just opportunities for minorities in general. And I think I was very impressed. I didn't realize the full extent of your membership until Gil Castillo read your other services. And it's a very impressive list. I'm surprised you can find time to fit the PDC commission in with that and also doing a business. But we're the better for that. So thank you for agreeing to serve again. Aye.
Stan.
Oh, Commissioner Ferran, I've enjoyed working with you and have actually learned quite a bit. We spent quite some time about 2 weeks ago working on the question of mortgages for people who aren't documented and trying to figure that out, and actually came up with some pretty innovative ideas after about an hour and a half. And I'm quite confident that there's nobody else I know that could have helped me think that through in that way. And so I think you do play a very key role, and I'm looking forward to continuing that work. I thought it was important to you know, to use this opportunity to air out some concerns I had. And I do think that I couldn't agree more that we want independent people that are going to voice their minds. I also think that, you know, as somebody who has a title in front of my name, that it's very hard to distinguish your personal opinion from your post. It won't work if you're on the city council. There's an argument that it may work if you're on the PDC commission. I think it's a better one, but I think it's a time now for all of us to come together, see what the landscape is, and push forward hard on the issues. We don't have time to waste with arguments any longer. And not saying I'm innocent of starting those arguments, I'm saying it's time to move forward. We have a new playing field. And I think, Commissioner Ferran, you have served with distinction, and I do expect more from you in these next couple of years, because I think that as well as you and I have worked on this homeownership issue, we have not made the kind of progress we need to make. And so I expect more of myself as well. And I look forward to trying to get there with you, and congratulations. Aye.
Potter.
Bertha, congratulations. You know, there was an old saying that be careful what you wish for. You now have three more years to serve on the Portland Development Commission. But I want to tell all of the members of the Portland Development Commission, all of the staff of the Portland Development Commission, how proud I am of you. you folks have done some remarkable things. And yeah, we can disagree up here about what those things are, but I can tell you from my experience, looking at some of the past Portland Development Commissions, this is a much more open commission. You've had some remarkable accomplishments. You've mentioned a number of them. But as two of the council members have said so far, and I want to reinforce what they said, is that it's time to put any of the bad feelings or other things behind us and move forward. The work of the people of the city of Portland is too important not to. And so my commitment to the commission, to the staff of the Portland Development Commission, is that the Portland City Council wants to be your partner. We want to work with you to make sure that no people in our community are left behind, that everybody has a chance to acquire home ownership. Everybody has a chance to take their business as far as their skills can take it. And so we have, I believe, a new day. I look forward to working with all of you folks and with my fellow council members to make sure that as we set policy, that it really does truly reflect what the community's concerns and issues are, and as you carry out those policies, that we do it in a spirit of collaboration, knowing that in the end it's not for us individually, but it's for the greater good of our community. So thank you, and again, congratulations, Berta. Aye. Did you want to make a final statement, Berta? You look like you just need to.
I appreciate your support for me, and I look forward to working with all of you to make Portland the best city in the world. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Three more items. Well, actually, there's one on here and three here, so there's four.
Oh.
But, and these are two emergencies. So do you have people here that you need to on this emergency ordinance?
I think so. I have a David Hassan sitting out here, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, Dan, yours to provide planning services for Master Plan for Cully Park?
We don't need a presentation. I can
okay.
Just say it.
Good.
And
then we've got to approve the request of the Ash Court condominiums for a 10-year tax exemption.
So when do I get those?
Okay.
Would you?
You've got to have an open mic when you hear it.
The airline called. When do you
actually, leave? We've all pulled their mic.
I left 12 hours ago.
We have some four remaining items. We have two emergency items that I want to hear first. Going back to the original docket, items 717 and 718, but let's read 717 first.
Authorize the establishment of a utility safety net assistance program and fix an effective date.
Commissioner Leonard.
Thank you very much. We have David Hassan here from the Water Bureau, our marathoner. We've been doing that ourselves today, David, so I sympathize.
Yes, you have.
It hurts.
So,
I'm here because we have before you a proposal for utility safety net assistance program, as the council directed late in 2006. You asked us to come back with a program to address some of the customers of the water and sewer utilities who might be slipping through the cracks in terms of our existing assistance program. We have an extensive existing assistance program, nationally recognized, actually, with a 40% discount on utility bills. We have that amount to about $300 a year for these customers. We have a $150 annual crisis voucher program, in-home fixture repairs of $1,900, and goodwill write-offs and so on. Almost $3 million worth of assistance that we're currently providing. Having said that, however, there are some customers who do slip through the cracks and face shutoffs despite having that level of assistance. And we went forward with the direction from council to develop a safety net program to deal with those. We talked to our customer service folks, and they identified three types of customers who are most likely to need assistance on a temporary basis, and the program was designed around those three types of customers. One type is those who've had a temporary change of employment status. For example, a temporary reduction of work hours, reduction of pay, possibly even unemployment. That's one type. Second type is people who have extraordinary medical expenses. They may have too large of an income to qualify for our low-income assistance program, but they have medical expenses that just overwhelm their budgets. And the third are people who've had changes in household status, such as death of a spouse or partner, separation from a spouse or partner, divorce, those kinds of things. So we've put before you a program that addresses those three types of customers and provides them assistance that wouldn't otherwise be available under the existing program, as extensive as it is. And the program itself, the first step of the program is that we would direct those customers to receive, to apply for and receive all the existing programs that they're available, that are available and for which they would be eligible. But the new items are an initial $50 credit on their bill, right up front, assuming that they are deemed falling into one of these three categories. So that right away, $50 off of the outstanding balance that they may have. Second is a writing off of all recent delinquency fees, delinquency notices, pre-shutoff notices, and so on that have relatively modest fees associated with them. We work with the customer to develop a jointly agreed upon payment plan. And that payment plan would be interest-free. And after 1 year of compliance with that plan that the customer agreed to up front, if they complied, that after 12 months, they would receive a credit equal to 50% of the remaining outstanding balance up to a maximum of $300. And most importantly, during this entire period of time, they would not be subject to shutoffs. So that's the program features. The maximum benefit in terms of reduction of bill that this would provide a customer would be $405 off of their balance. We estimate that the typical benefit that a customer might get is about $180. And in terms of the total cost of this assistance program, our best estimate, and it's not a very good estimate, I have to confess, is about $100,000 a year. But it could easily be double that. We don't know because we don't know how many people would fall into these categories. And so Water and BES have each budgeted and planned for $125,000 each, so $250,000 total for next fiscal year, assuming you pass this proposal. Based on actual experience in subsequent years, if we go forward with this, we may adjust the budget up or down, you know, depending on our experience and how many people seem to fall into this category. The administration of this has a unique feature I wanted to emphasize. The program would be basically administered by two to three of our most senior customer service experts who would hear the customers about what their situations were and evaluate those situations and say, yes, you are, or no, you aren't eligible for this safety net assistance program. And what's unique about it is that we're not putting forth absolute rules, we're putting forth guidelines. And the reason for that is we want to maintain flexibility. There's a wide array of circumstances out there in the community that people have problems in all sorts of different ways. And we want to provide flexibility. So unlike many city programs, including our low-income district,